There they stayed for a long time. Ali Baba was compelled to wait in the tree with patience, for he was afraid some of them might come out if he left his hiding place. At length the door opened, and the 40 thieves came out. After he had seen all the troop pass out before him, the captain exclaimed, "Shut, Sesame!" Each man then bridled his horse and mounted it. When the captain saw that all were ready, he put himself at their head, and they rode off as soon as they had come. Ali Baba watched them as long as he could, nor did he leave the tree for a long time after he had lost sight of them. Then, remembering the words the captain had used to open and shut the door, he made his way through the bushes and called out to it, "Open, Sesame!" Instantly, the door flew wide open. Ali Baba expected to find only a dark cave. He was very much astonished at seeing a fine large chamber, dug out of the rock and higher than a man could reach. The cave received its light from a hole in the top of the rock. In it were piled all sorts of rare fruits, bales of rich merchandise, silk stuffs and brocades, and great heaps of money, both silver and gold, some loose, some in large leather bags. The sight of all these things almost took Ali Baba's breath away. But he did not hesitate long as to what he should do. He went boldly into the cave, and as soon as he was there, the door shut. But since he knew the secret by which to open it, this gave him no fear. Leaving the silver, he turned to the gold which was in the bags, and when he had gathered enough of the treasure, he brought his 3 donkeys to the rock, loaded them, and covered the sacks of gold with wood so that no one could suspect anything. This done, he went to the door and had no sooner said the words, "Shut, Sesame," than it closed.